Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Little Victories, we're rooting for you. It's all about finding a positive spin on your day.
That's right. That is
Cindy
right.
Cindy in Cudahy texted in and said that she actually got up on time today and she made it to work on time on a Monday.
Look
you go,
you,
girl.
Cindy. You made it to work on the ASAP.
Right? You can text us. You can leave us a voice message and we might play it back on the air about your little victories.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is that I forced my child to go to school and I don't know if that was a good idea.
No, 100% good idea.
He's got a cough that sounds like he's got pneumonia times 7.
Sound croupy?
I know that sounds horrible. I'm like, my kid's going to school. What a little victory. But it's like nonstop. But he's fine. Otherwise,
he's good. No temp, no chills.
And
no
I don't
sweats.
Know what to do with this kid. So this morning he's like, "Do I have to go?" I'm like, "You haven't coughed all night. Get dressed."
Mm-hmm,
he's like, "You gave me cough syrup." I go, "You didn't cough all night. Get dressed.
You're gonna take some more today too, and go to school." Yep.
So little victory. My son's going to school, although I might be picking him up early.
We've all been there.
Damn.
Listen. No, that's a little victory in itself.
He's going.
He's at least gonna try it out.
He's upset, but he's going. What's your little victory?
My little victory is I learned over the weekend. I clearly got no attachment to technology, for real, for real.
Why? You lost your phone or something?
Lost my phone. Y'all know I'd be losing my phone,
yeah.
Right? But I didn't even think about it. I wasn't wearing my watch.
You didn't even notice it.
Didn't even notice it. And then realized, I was like, wait, where is my phone? Asked my wife. She checked for it. Guess where we found it?
Where?
It was behind Sammy, our 3-year-old's bed, recording on time lapse.
No. How long was it?
For 4 hours. I got a 4-hour time lapse in my phone now.
At least you have the storage with the new phone.
For real, though. Thankfully, you know, iPhone got that terabyte.
Little victories. New iPhone, new storage.
New iPhone, new storage.
4-hour video.
I clearly don't care, though. But my phone was just gone for 4 hours, and I was like, wait, where is my phone?
When you can forget about technology, that's like new level unlocked.
Love that.
New level, DZ. I'm proud of you. All right, question of the day is coming up next. Hold on, everybody.
2 seconds?
2 seconds, and I'm going to tell you what the giveaway is this week. We got a new giveaway.
A new giveaway?
Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
Wepa.
You said it with that inflection and it just.
The Kiss FM.
You just said 103.7
Kiss FM.
And in my head it just hit. Ow. It's inevitable, bro. Uh-huh. It's inevitable.
Yeah. Well, it's a big week on this show because not only do we have Wiz Khalifa tickets, that's the prize this week. He's coming to the rave on May 24th.
I'm going to have to move some things around, make some things happen to be able to go to that show.
For sure. Mm-hmm. We always hook you up right after Am I the Jerk around around 7:45. And then it's another big week on this show.
Why?
Because it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Hey, woo! That part, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, wait, there's another thing happening this week.
What?
Nurses Week.
Hey, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wait,
ding, ding.
One more thing. Guess what today is?
What?
Dun, 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 dun. Cinco de Mayo.
Shout out El Grito out there, everybody.
It is such a busy day on this show, let me tell ya.
I forgot it was Cinco de Mayo. I ain't even gonna cap.
No,
I'm not gonna.
It's okay.
I will
You're
not
Colombian,
lie.
But now bring yourself back in.
Bring myself back into the fold. Mi gente, ¿cómo estamos? Buenos días, wepa. Vamos a comerte unos taquitos, okay?
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Buenos días.
And it's Monday. So, Wiz Khalifa tickets, Cinco de Mayo, Nurses Week, Teacher Appreciation Week, and we're gonna be playing voice messages all week long.
Yeah.
You can leave us a voice message. Nominating, shouting out the teacher or nurse in your life. We already have a bunch, and mm-hmm. hopefully they're going to get on the air this morning.
We got to start it strong today. So mm-hmm. so start loading them up now. You know what I'm saying?
Load them up.
For them teachers, for them nurses, for them social workers, whatever other day it is, week yeah. it is, month it is. Let's get it.
We'll definitely play them all throughout the show. It's going to be exciting. All wow. right, you ready for the question of the day?
Well, after that.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We always talk about our weekends on Monday morning, and I'll tell you what I did. I was at the St. Kate right on Water Street for Ooh. The Derby on Saturday.
That's a dope little spot, man.
They have a big party every year, and everybody's like dressed to the nines. So when my girlfriend said, Shelly said, hey, you want to come meet all of us? I said, sure. And I said, are you dressing up? She said, no. And we were the only ones not dressed up, let me tell
you. You have a big hat on?
Nope.
Blasphemous.
I wore a blazer. I thought it'd make me look more professional.
For the Derby? What were you, a horse owner?
And a flower shirt underneath it.
Oh, no, that counts. That counts.
Yeah,
that counts.
I might have been a horse owner. That would have been great. But we went and watched. I didn't know there was a horse named Owen Almighty. So, of course, when I saw Owen, I said, well, I'm voting. And
wow.
he did pretty well. He was like one of the worst horses. He was in the top.
He was okay.
He was like in fourth
five?
Or fifth.
Hey,
yes.
Top five, top five. Okay.
So I watched the Derby crazy? With friends on Saturday on Water Street. It was beautiful. Yes, DZ.
I heard and did not confirm that all of the horses in this year's Derby. Because it was like some important Derby, right? Some like year.
Oh, it was like 105th or something. I don't know what it was, but I believe you.
Something like that. It was some crazy anniversary for the Derby.
Yeah.
All of the horses in this Derby, I think it was like the 94th maybe, they're related to Sagittarius.
What does that mean?
Sagittarius? What's the
name
of that?
Is that another horse?
Yeah, dude. The most important horse of all. The horse that's literally on statue outside of the like Kentucky Derby.
And
I clearly don't know.
Is that right?
I said Sagittarius. I think it's like, I don't think that's the name.
If you could have said, yeah, and I would have been like, uh-huh, sure, yeah. I would have agreed with you and been like, whatever you say, DZ.
I call that bad boy a Gemini. I say, with Virgo the horse.
It's a Virgo. It's a Scorpio. It's a Taurus. It's a Gemini. It's a Capricorn. Surprise! It's a Sagittarius. Anyway,
they were all related
to some famous horse is what you're getting
to
at.
The OG of all OGs.
I hope that's
the most,
true.
The most winningest horse in Kentucky Derby history.
No kidding,
they're
dude.
All related to this man somehow,
no
some way. Right. It was
interesting.
Cold. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. What did you do this weekend? Because you were out of town on Saturday, weren't you?
Yeah.
What happened?
We were celebrating my niece's first communion.
Aw, how did that go?
Shout out Honor May. It was really good, man.
Secretariat. Thank you, Emily, my friend.
Secretariat.
My friend texted us. Thank you, Emily. Everybody's texting Scott and Grafton. Secretariat. But not my man, but close.
Sagittarius. Y'all
They're
hear
laughing
me?
Laughing at us.
I'm a clown, fools. I'm sorry, bro. Secretariat. Well, because when I was going to say secretary, it didn't sound right. And then Sagittarius, it's secretary and Sagittarius combined.
Everybody's texting in like crazy. They're like, there's a movie, you guys. It's Secretariat. Okay,
man,
let
I ain't watched Seabiscuit, man. Get up off me.
Who asked you anyway?
Bye. Good morning. Bye.
Okay, so anyway, back to what you were saying. Your niece's first communion.
Right. Man, we've moved on from from Sagittarius.
Yeah, no kidding. And it went good. It went good.
It went great. Honestly, first communions are fun. Mm-hmm. We went, pulled up, had a good time, ate some good food,
nice.
Took our to-go plates like we
usually do.
And we burned the kids out. So,
nice.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. Nice and relaxing next day. We cleaned the house.
Yeah.
And I lost my phone for 4 hours.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson and I worked out yesterday and I did yard work. So I feel you. Jaya in Muskego, or Jaya, and I'm not sure how to say it, said, went to the new Harry Potter shop in Chicago on Magnificent Mile this weekend with my best friend Jackie. Okay.
Ooh, look at you.
Okay. Well, we want to hear what you guys did this weekend. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for calling or for texting. We don't need you to tell us it's secretariat anymore. We got that under control. But we're going to talk to you about your weekends next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Talking about our weekends, I went out with friends for the Derby. DZ, his niece, had her first communion.
Shout out on her, May.
Ronnie from Muskego texted in, said the family and I went to the Brewers game. I hope it was one they won.
Yeah, that was
against the Cubs. I don't know what the final tally was.
Look, Crosstown Classic, I know it was rough for a couple games there.
Unbelievable.
Yikes.
Well, Lindsay in Oconomowoc also said, my sister and I took my 8-month-old and her 1-year-old to the zoo for the first time. Aw.
Aw, cute.
The Milwaukee County Zoo is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a big wipeout for me.
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex. She's got her own theme song.
Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
She went somewhere cool this weekend. Kelly.
We'll be the judge of that.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
DZ, you're going to love it. Tell them all about it, Kelly. What'd you do this weekend?
All right. So my friend and her husband unexpectedly showed up at my front door yesterday and said, get ready. We're going to Old World, Wisconsin.
Out of all the things, out of all the places.
Uh-huh. Like, get ready, we're going for drinks. Get ready, we're going for tacos. Get ready, we're going to Old World, Wisconsin. And what did you do at Old World, Wisconsin? Had you been before?
I have not been there since my son was in, like, third grade on a field trip.
Nice.
It was awesome. Lots of history. There were animals. You could pet them. They had demonstrations on how people lived back then. It was pretty cool.
I've only been there once, and it was with an event when I was still working, like, street team stuff here.
Hold on.
Many moons ago.
Where is it at? In Waukesha? Where is it, Kelly?
No, it is. Oh, gosh. I can't even tell you where it is. It's like an hour away from me.
It's in Eagle. I know where Eagle is. Bella's sister lived in Eagle for many years. My dog's sister. True story. So I know where Eagle is. Out there by McGuanago and whatnot.
In the McGuanago area, eh? Yeah.
All right. So she went to Old World, Wisconsin. I've never been. I'm going to go check it out.
Have to.
I'm going to get wild. Go pick up my friends and get wild your friends.
Go crazy at Old World.
All right, Kelly, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye, fam. You too.
Daryl and Racine said he hosted a pinball tournament. Why do I feel like Daryl and Racine does this every weekend? He said 37 people showed.
Dang.
His girlfriend Amanda took third.
Dang.
Come to your tournament.
You know, got a little bread for that. One of them top finishes. I know that's right.
Well, let's go to Danny in Oak Creek. He's got his own theme song. Took her out. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What'd you and the wife do this weekend, or was it just you?
No, she was with. We went to the Brewer game for my buddy's 50th birthday party.
Nice.
And we were standing in line, and my wife was being nice, letting some people go through. There's a blind guy that was trying to walk through with his wife and kind of letting some people go ahead of us. And some guy pulled the Fafo card and said something inappropriate.
Oh.
And I turned and I'm like, you don't talk to my wife that way. And as soon as he saw me, he kind of shrunk back into his little crouch friend.
There we go.
If there was a guy I'd be afraid of, it'd be Danny.
Yeah.
Like if you said something to his wife.
Well, until you see him twerking.
Oh, I was hot.
Until you see him twerking.
Oh, and then you're like, oh, it's just
then you're
Danny.
Like, oh, it's just Danny.
This is Danny.
But nah, you got to check somebody when that stuff comes about. No, sir.
Absolutely. And you got to go to the Brewers game. Was that your first game of the season?
No, we went opening day and stuff, but we had a good time with family and friends. It was a lot of fun.
There you go.
Yeah, Danny and his family, they're the people that go out on St. Patty's Day at 6 a.m. They're the people that are at opening day. Like, they're there, you know? What, Danny, what else were you going to say?
Sunday, power wash the patio, trying to get that all prepped to get everything ready for the summer.
Get off my lawn with your power washing the patio.
Hey, let me borrow it. I ain't gonna lie. Later,
DC,
Danny.
I got a power washer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's really
good. Never mind, Danny.
I got one. It's really good. And guess how many times I've used it?
Zero.
And guess how many times my neighbors have used it? 3 times.
You know what? I remember you telling me about this power
used
washer.
It.
You've never used it, but Powder and M have.
Powder and Kieran.
Yep.
Yeah, Randy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jess and Racine texted in. She said she threw her boyfriend a surprise birthday party this weekend. He was caught totally off guard, and all his closest family and friends were there. Okay.
I see we didn't get the invite.
Sure didn't. You want to go to Carl quick in Indy?
Oh, snap. Ain't Carl. Nothing but a word. Carl.
Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, actually, as well.
Yes,
Hi, Carl. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I went to the Brewers game this weekend. And
was everybody at the game but us?
Bro.
Jeez.
Yes,
I
had friends there.
I'm not sure why, but I think it's because the Cubs were in town. And
No, that ain't it.
Well, I'm a Brewers fan, for God's sakes, you know? And and my little victory is that I did 26 rides.
26
for work.
Oh,
yeah, rides.
Cause
like
you drive
Uber, lifting.
Yeah, lift.
26
in
rides.
Over the weekend.
Oh, over the weekend. Wow.
And will you tell us how much you made, Carl?
Nope.
Ah, damn.
Dang
fine,
it.
Carl.
Bye, Carl.
Oh, rude.
I hung up on him because he didn't tell
him,
us.
Then. Kayla's in West Bend on the text line. She said she went to Kelly's Country Creamery for ice cream and Kelly's Farmstead in Fond du Lac.
That's a lot of Kelly.
Woo, to hold the baby animals, last but not least, Rogers in Milwaukee. I can only imagine what this guy did.
You know what it is.
Roger's like a retired garbage man. He got to retire early. He's living his best life.
Roger's a legend.
Roger!
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Ali Deezy. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Mexicans. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Again,
You already know.
Did you go to the Brewers game too, or what, Roger?
Hell no.
Okay.
I was partying the whole weekend for Cinco de Mayo. What you talking about?
Oh, he said Cinco de Tres, de Cuatro, and de Cinco.
Where'd you go?
Man, I went to Su Casa, Menominee Falls. I went to Cozumel. I went to Salito Lende.
Did he say Cozumel like Mexico? Did he go to Mexico?
He went everywhere.
No.
Or is that a restaurant?
It's actually a new Mexican restaurant. Really good.
Cozumel. Huh?
Really good.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys got to go check that out. It's brand new.
Game.
It's really good.
It's not over. Today is the day.
Allie, what you doing after
today
this?
Today is the day. It's not over.
Roger, what you doing after
Let's
this?
Let's get some tequila. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. And it's Nurses Appreciation Week.
Whew. We appreciate a lot of things.
We're very busy around here. Mm-hmm. And everyone is submitting their people that they want to nominate to get played back on the air. So, you know, we have a bunch in here. Which one should I play? Oh, my gosh. All right, I'll play Bailey. We played her last week. We're getting new ones now. But listen to what Bailey left us a voice message on the Odyssey
app. Get familiar with what you're supposed to be doing this week.
Hi, my name is Bailey Steffens, and I would like to nominate Julia Steffens for Nurses Appreciation Week. She's at Aurora West Allis.
Nice. I met another nurse who works at Aurora West Allis this weekend.
Wepa.
Said, Happy Nurses Week, girlfriend.
For real, though. No, like the superheroes of the world. The teachers, the nurses, a lot of them jobs that sometimes get missed that we don't know why are all looped into one because it is a female-dominated field. But
we're
going to address that at another time because right now is the time to shout y'all out and big y'all up. So we at least going to take the platform and the time to go ahead and big y'all up.
Exactly. So we're going to play these all week long. So shout out somebody special to you, just leave us a voice message on our Odyssey app. When you go to follow 103.7 Kiss FM, you'll see right on the Listen Live page, leave us a voice message.
That part.
And then we're going to play him back. There's more to come. Trust me, we got a lot. You ready for What Would DZ Do?
Yeah.
She lets go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I love how everyone's finding a way to find us for What Would DZ Do, because you can always write into the show.
Hit us up.
We get them a lot on Am I the Jerk. Today's involves a secret marriage. Her daughter secretly got married and told no one, and she doesn't know what to do. So she emailed us to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com and said, I got a What Would DZ Do? I said, we got you.
We need a What Would DZ Do email. I've said this again. I've said this 1,000 times.
We
need to stop confusing these two segments,
we
y'all.
Do.
All
we
right,
do.
Let's get to
so
it.
So what is her issue? Well, I told you what the issue was. Her daughter got secretly married and didn't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But
and,
go on.
And she tries to butter us up. Says, hey, Allie and DZ, seriously, I love you guys on the station. The show is fire, the best it's been in ages. No joke.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
What do you want? Well, yes.
Girl.
You're not.
I agree. It is the best in ages.
Nah, she says, all right. Well, and same, dog. Appreciate you. She says, all right, so I need your help, especially DZ's wisdom. Okay, stop gassing me up. And please, can I get the Kissmas Protection Program, pretty please?
Oh, she wants to be anonymous.
Here's the scoop.
Noted.
My daughter got secretly married 2 years ago and still hasn't told the fam. Yes, it's been 2 years. She told me and my partner about a year and a half later. So said they only been known for 6 months. They were worried because her husband's mom got super upset about not being there, and there's lots of hurt feelings.
Oh.
Personally, I was just shocked at first. Obviously, I would have loved to have been there, but it was just a tiny wedding with just their two witnesses. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just want my kids to be happy, and she totally is. Her husband is awesome. They've both come a long way, leaving behind some rough times, and I'm super proud of them. But she's still putting off telling everyone. We talked about it over Thanksgiving, at Christmas, at my son's birthday, and still nothing.
Ah.
She's scared of hurting people or getting a bad reaction. I keep saying, it's your life. They love you. They'll get over it.
The more you wait, the more awkward it's going to get, though.
That's what she literally
says. Go on.
She says, not to mention her and her father aren't currently talking. Rough history from his remarriage a few years ago, and she's worried she'll never be able to please him. Well, that shouldn't be a concern.
Yeah.
We've talked about her reconnecting with him, but she still avoids any form of confrontation. So basically, help. Any advice? What would you say? What should I do? I'm worried it's only going to get worse the longer she waits, especially with her sisters.
Oh, God. How long have they been married?
2 years.
2 years? Oh.
2 years.
Okay. One, she did attach a picture of the couple. I don't know if you saw that at the bottom of the email. They were so cute. They're young, though.
They're adorable.
They're young.
They're mad young.
I'm trying to paint the picture. Like, I'm talking 20, maybe. 21.
Mid-20s at max. And that's young. Because some of these younger kids look younger.
Mm-hmm. But basically, the issue is her daughter went and got married 2 years ago, and now she's worried that the rest of the family's going to be hurt.
They are.
And they are, because can I tell you something?
What?
My cousin did this.
For real?
My cousin.
They eloped?
Was married for over a year before anyone. And we were all like, we knew the guy. I mean, they're still married to this day. Screw it. My cousin Jen.
Shout out.
Not to be confused with my sister Jenny.
Right. Different cousin.
My cousin Jennifer, she is married to, she got divorced from her husband. They were married for like 25 years, had, you know, my second cousins, my kids, Annabelle and Emily, who live in Chicago. And they got divorced when the kids grew up. She met a guy. We thought they were just dating. And then one day, they told us they had been married for over a year.
Yo.
And we were all like, my whole family was like, I know you're like 40, but what do you mean you've been married for a year? They did it. Ready for this?
What?
For health insurance, and they didn't want anyone. Oh, they didn't want anyone to judge. Thank God they're still married.
They Chuck and Larry.
Thank God they're still married.
Now, hear me out, though.
But yeah, true story.
You want to know why?
Didn't tell anyone.
That's different.
We were in shock.
That's different. Remarriage, second situation. You're like, okay, this is for us, and obviously it was for different reasons. Thankfully, they found each other and are good with each other.
Yeah, but it felt strange because there was zero reason. We didn't understand why you wouldn't. We didn't understand what the secret was.
This is as similar as it is.
Yeah,
it's drastically different than, you know,
if you're
our anonymous.
Married, you're obviously making a huge life decision. What is the secret?
What is the secret? There's no secret.
I don't get it.
There isn't a secret. It's the fact that it's their first marriage, they're young, and everybody wants to celebrate them. They don't want that. It's clear that they don't want that. I get the aura from the picture that they're very, like, don't give us attention type people.
You don't think they just went out and got married, then went, oh, shoot, now we're going to have to deal with this?
This is going to be a problem regardless, but I think we're going to have to answer this one together, because I just know there's collective experience, and my wisdom does not stand alone on this show. Yours is big. The listeners is big.
Well, that's debatable.
And quite frankly, I think we need to answer together.
All right, 414-533-1037. Her daughter went out and got married. They've been married for 2 years. Nobody in the family knows.
Nobody. Mama barely knows. Mama's only known for 6 months. Put it to you that way.
Are people going to be hurt? Yes, they are.
Yes, but we got advice. I got advice.
You need advice, let me tell you. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
She needs DZ's advice because her daughter went out and got married and has been married for 2 years now, and they still haven't told anyone in the family. Oh,
so they got married at 18, now they're 20.
They look at it in the picture. She's like, I'm worried people are going to be offended, and all I can think is, they are.
They are. Guaranteed, no question, no. Other way that they have another marriage before this, and that's why everybody's going to be bothered. It's their first marriage.
Well, Travis is in Hartford, and he has something to say. DZ's convinced he has the answer today.
I got it. T-Dog, after thinking about it, we don't even need you, but we'll allow it.
I mean, you're very confident, so I can't wait to hear what you have to say, DZ. But Travis.
Good morning.
Oh, hello. Good morning again.
What up, fam?
Hi.
Well, I'm feeling like there may be some judgment coming from the family here. Mm-hmm, if these two were too afraid to let the family know, obviously there's been something in the past year that, you know, they're worried about what the family's going to think, which... A, they shouldn't really care if they're in love. They're in love. If it's going to work, it's going to work.
Well,
if it
could just
doesn't,
be age.
It doesn't.
You think about when you're young, you're afraid to have a baby or, you know, I mean, think about it. You get pregnant at 22 and you're scared. Yeah. You're an adult
you
and you're like,
you get pregnant at 32 and you're scared.
I got to tell my parents at 20. Yeah. I mean, at 22, I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I would have been. What I'm saying.
Well, then put it like this. They didn't even celebrate an engagement if they've been married for 2 years and the family has no idea. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they've been together for longer than that. Unless everything was so rushed that nobody
they
even realized
so
what happened.
They were so impulsive that then they had to go back and they didn't tell anyone. Now it's gone too far.
Right? Like, who knows what the genuine actual issue is?
But I agree with Travis. There's something, either they're projecting because they're afraid people are going to be upset.
Right.
Yep.
Or there is an issue that was with the families or the couple or something's not healthy in this
Whether
relationship.
It's age, issue, status.
Somebody didn't want them to get married.
Right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Travis, we're getting deeper here. We discovered there's something else going on. Thank you for calling,
Travis.
Travis
is saying, don't care
about
it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Peace.
Bye.
All right. I gotta cut it to you straight, man.
What?
There's no way you're not going to bother people, but there's no way you can't tell people. You can't fake a marriage.
I don't know why you're hiding this. I'm with you. It's bizarre.
What you do, though, is set it late, send out invites to all those important people that you're waiting to have this deep, dark conversation with, and say, hey, you're already married. You got nothing to worry about. Now you do. We want to do a celebration of partnership, right? A celebration of partnership.
So wait, is that how you're going to tell people you're married? To send them an invite to celebrate 2 years of marriage?
Throw a party.
God, I die.
You're throwing a party. You're doing a celebration of partnership. You're not saying it's your two-year celebration. You're just saying a celebration of partnership. When everybody shows up, then everybody does the one thing that nobody wants to do and goes, oh my God! Because you're going to do a little speech and say, we've been married for 2 years, y'all. We were scared to tell everybody, but we love each other. We're together. We're happy. We hope you can be happy. If you're bothered, that's on you. We're telling you and we're celebrating now. Ain't nobody going to be mad at a party.
And then Nana's going to be like, what the hell,
Bye,
Sylvia?
Nana. Bye, Nana. Bye, Nana. Bye. Have a good, safe trip back home to wherever you from, Nana.
That's hysterical.
That's my only thing about this getting over well is you got to throw a party and then celebrate and then tell people. Because you can't have these independent confrontational conversations with people because they're going to get mad.
Well,
Mom's going to get mad. Your dad's going to get mad. So you invite all these people to a party and then wash it out.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's going to be offended. Yep. Saucy Sandra said she has an unpopular opinion. I don't even know if we should go to her. I'm scared.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
DZ says, just have a party and just tell everybody you're ready. Saucy.
Hey there, hey.
Don't say get divorced. Come on.
Saucy.
No, not getting divorced.
Okay,
however,
what?
I am going to say, why does it even matter? There should be no issue. If you're married, if you want to keep it secret, keep it secret.
Well,
if you want to let it out, let it out.
Yeah.
Don't let the external factors in what's socially acceptable push you in one direction or another.
If you
want to go and celebrate it, go and celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares what anybody else thinks?
They do, though. They care. That's why they haven't told anybody.
Think about all the people, though, that say they're married who have been together for years, or the people that we think are married that never went and got legally married. I know people like that, too, and I'm like, you never did it. You just had a ceremony, you liars.
And what's doing it? If you tell me you got married, I'm going to believe you.
We're never going to know.
Whether it's through the church or through the state or just through partnership or hopping a broom. If
we're
you put
never
a ring
gonna
on it,
know.
And to me, it doesn't matter. If you're married,
at the
you're married.
Same, yeah. At the same time, it doesn't matter if you're married, not had a ceremony or not. No, you right. guys are together and you love each other, and that's all that matters.
Celebration of partnership.
And don't allow, like I said, don't allow external factors to change your opinion or change what you're doing. What you're doing is working. And hey, true. Believe me, people are going to judge. That's what humans do, unfortunately.
Amen.
So it is going to be what it is. And you can't please everybody. You're fine.
So she's saying don't say nothing.
She's saying we all judge, which is a great segue into Am I the Jerk coming up next. Thank you very much, Saucy. I don't know where to start. Is it Happy Cinco de Mayo? Is it Happy Teacher Appreciation Week? Is it Happy Nurses Week?
Yes.
What do I say first?
Yes. You say it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Buenos Dias. It's Ali and DZ.
Thank you. I don't even know where to start. There's too many things happening this week.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Oh, and Mother's Day's on Sunday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We totally got gypped. Just saying, because they put everything into one week. In fact, you know what? I should play Ginny. I should play her message in Milwaukee. Hold on. You want to hear this?
Love it. Let's get it.
I've been asking for voice messages for Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week.
Correct.
And we've been playing them back on the air this week. But Ginny in Milwaukee left us a message. This is funny. Listen.
Hi, this is Jenny from Milwaukee, and I just wanted to comment on how Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week are in the same week. And I call foul on that. For having two of the most female-dominated professions celebrated in the same week in conjunction with Mother's Day being on the same weekend.
Preach!
I always get on my feminist soapbox and say how unfair it is that everything is all jammed into one week.
Doesn't
and
make any
I
sense.
That we could have separate weeks for nurses and teachers.
Amen.
And not have it right around.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a call out for sure.
52 weeks in a year and you pick the same one?
It's a call out for sure. It's like, why?
And with Mother's Day? Mm-hmm. And it's female-dominated? Now, there are a lot of men nurses. There are a lot of men teachers.
Sure.
But come on, I'm with her on that, man.
Yeah, I can name maybe two male teachers that I had that, you know, I could actually remember.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I had many more past that. I could tell you a bunch of the women teachers that I had that had a huge impact on my life.
Yeah.
But I still remember to this day, because the reality is most of the teachers I've ever had were women.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Cinco de Mayo, so I feel like an appropriate teacher to honor would be a Spanish teacher, don't you think?
Yeah.
Listen to this voice message we got on the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Renee calling. I wanted to nominate David Davila. He's a Spanish teacher in Lake Geneva at Badger High School. The reason I want to nominate David Davila is not only does he take care of incoming freshmen and sophomores in Spanish 1 and 2.
She should have done this in Spanish.
He is also head wrestling coach. And about 5 years ago, he took over the program. I think there were only 8 kids left in it.
Dang.
And got his numbers up quite a bit. So I believe now he's at around somewhere around 40 kids.
40!
Also.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Wow.
And she goes on. She got cut off at the end, but she said that basically he got girls involved in wrestling too. And I think that's fantastic. So
I love that.
I don't know this guy, but shout out to the Spanish teacher in Lake Geneva, David Davila.
Yeah, shout out. It sounded like Davila or Avila.
Or should I say
out,
Ola?
Shout out to Coach.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coach Avila for sure. Davila, man. He's a one.
So the Spanish teacher in Lake Geneva. You can always leave us a voice message, and we're going to play him. We're going to play him all week on the show, whether it's a nurse or a teacher. And by the way, did I mention?
What?
Somebody texted in that it's also Correctional Officers Week. I'm like, we're out.
We're out now.
Nope.
We'll get y'all next week, man.
Call somebody else. I can't. I'm exhausted.
Y'all are wilding.
Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It involves a wild scenario about lying to your boyfriend's family.
Okay.
And then after that, more tickets for Wiz Khalifa.
All right.
So hold on, everybody. The show's just picking up on a Monday morning. Let's go.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, this is awkward. Am I the jerk for bringing my own food to my boyfriend's family dinner?
Circumstance?
Oh, it's a Cinco de Mayo edition, everybody. She says she wants to remain anonymous, shockingly.
Rightfully so.
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm 29 years old. I've been with my boyfriend for about a year. I have several food allergies, gluten, dairy, and I prefer to be low carb.
Okay.
My boyfriend's Mexican family invited me over for a big dinner on Cinco de Mayo. I told his mom ahead of time that I have allergies, but in the past, she said, okay, and then served food I can't eat.
Don't matter.
It gets really awkward for me as I don't want to offend his mom. Last time they had a party for his dad's birthday, everything had at least one ingredient I couldn't eat. I didn't want to make a fuss or go hungry. So tonight, I've made my own food, and I'm going to pull out a Tupperware meal I made at home because I feel as though I have no other choice. I literally can't eat what she makes. Last time I spoke up about the food, his mom looked offended, said I was being disrespectful, and that I didn't trust her cooking. My boyfriend says I embarrass him when I do that, and I should just eat around the allergens to keep the peace.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna last. God. I'll tell you right now.
Am I the jerk for bringing my own food to my boyfriend's family dinner?
Oof, this one's tough.
Yes.
I
would rather not eat. I would rather shove food to him under the table to make his mom think I'm eating it before I would bring my own food.
I just eat.
Are you crazy?
And just violently like suffer from it later.
Throw up later?
You know what I'm saying?
Puke your brains out later?
Or worse. Like,
oh, God.
You know I got stomach issues sometimes.
Oh, God.
Listen, I'll take it. I'll take one for the team. And hi, team. It's me. I ain't going.
Well, it's one thing to be forced to eat food you don't like. Like, I'm not a big lasagna person. Ooh. One time, I had a boyfriend took me over to his parents' house, and it was the classic lasagna. And I was like, well, this is awkward. I faked it till I made it.
You ate it.
She had no idea. I unfortunately ate it, but I lived.
But allergies is different,
This is not, I don't like your food.
This is, I can't eat
this. I can't or I don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I understand the low-carb lifestyle isn't really promoted in the Latino community.
No.
It's not.
God, no.
I will tell you right now.
Beans and rice? Are you kidding me?
Come on now.
Tortillas? Are you kidding me?
What I will say, though, is that with time, it has modified. When I did keto, when me and my wife were doing it, it took my mom a long time to really understand that I wasn't having rice with the food that we
were
eating.
She kept making it.
And she kept making it.
Of course she did.
Well, because their lifestyle doesn't have to change because mine does. And I think that's an important point to make here, that they can't be limited on what they're cooking, or she can't be expected to cook something completely different when you already know that there's at least five people going to that party, probably more.
The mom already said it's disrespectful.
They don't have those dietary restrictions.
Oh,
you
God.
Do. So her bringing her own meal, as understandable as it is, still so completely rude and offensive, bro.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And this is beyond cultural bounds.
I don't know why I'm whispering like it's me and I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable thinking
about the mother. We feel like the mother can hear us.
Somebody said drop the boyfriend. Somebody said eat before you go. We're not looking for advice. Is she the jerk?
That is it, though. Why is she bringing Tupperware? I would have just
said, no way, dude.
I would have just said, no thank you. You got to stand 10 toes on it, but you can't bring food.
I would die.
You can't double down on the disrespect, because I do agree. It's disrespectful not to eat at somebody else's event.
Yeah, 100%. That's the next issue, right?
But then
not eating the food. Now she's not eating the food.
But you can't bring your own food. That's what you really can't do, in my opinion. You can have the fight and the battle of, I've already eaten, I'm sorry, the food upsets me, and I don't want to be sick
later.
I'm full now.
But you cannot bring the Tupperware.
But you cannot bring. You better not bring that Tupperware.
God, but the mom doesn't care. Are you going to make your daughter-in-law sick?
You leave the Tupperware in the car.
You know what?
And
the mom's the one being disrespectful.
You make trips to the car and you eat in there. Is the mother being disrespectful and dismissive by not making a meal that she can't eat?
The girl might die, but whatever.
But
here's
the thing.
I'm being sarcastic.
That mother doesn't know how to cook anything else, and that's important to understand. She doesn't know how to make anything different. She's got handed down recipes that she just got in her brain. This isn't a recipe book.
Yeah.
She ain't no crockpot meal cooker.
Well, she's going to show up with Tupperware tonight at the Cinco de Mayo dinner for her Mexican boyfriend's family.
Please don't.
She is not Mexican, and she cannot eat any of this stuff.
Girl, we are trying to help you. Please don't. I know this isn't for help, but please don't. You're going to be the jerk.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, not the jerk. She needs to be able to eat. The mom already said she won't change the food for her allergies. So, yep, I'm bringing my own food.
Dog's got to eat on it, man. Y'all are wild.
Somebody said, jerk for bringing the Tupperware. Oh, and then somebody else said, not the jerk. It's all over the place on the text. All right, you guys are going to decide. We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for bringing her own food to her boyfriend's family dinner. It's a Cinco de Mayo dinner for a Mexican family. Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm. They've been together a year, right?
Yeah, a year. She has food allergies, some allergies, gluten and dairy, and she prefers to be low carb, she said. But, so she's going to bring her own Tupperware meal tonight because the mom just doesn't really listen. And every time she goes over there, the mom's cooking food she can't eat. So now she's going to bring her own.
Why are you dating a Latino? That's judgmental. Let me stop.
Totally. What did you say to me off the air? You said in Colombia, one comes with the other. Food and water, food and drink.
You're getting four breakfasts, four lunches, and four dinners. And if you receive a drink, you're going to get something to eat with it. You don't get one without the other, ever.
I'm not saying it's just the Latino culture, but it's very big, the food you make in the Latino culture. So turning that down, I can understand how that's offensive for the mother.
And most parents, most mothers show their love because these are generational, you know, ingredients, generational recipes that you just know off the top of your dome. And this is how you go, I love you, eat. And she's going, no, thank you, I can't. And so mom's thinking, oh, you don't love me? You don't love my son? You don't love our family?
Well, Mila's in Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord.
Get ready. It's been a minute since we've talked to her. She is a fireball, everybody. Got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
I'm going to get feeding.
Hey, Mila. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Oh.
Flat out?
No way.
Flat out, not the jerk.
Don't got to think about it.
You're talking to someone who has food allergy. I have a latex allergy and I have a citrus allergy.
Okay.
I can't have a lot of stuff and that allergic reaction is not pretty.
Sure.
So for her mother-in-law not to understand that she's allergic, not that I can't eat it, but allergic, she should be trying to figure out, well, hey, if this is something that you can't eat, how can I fix it for you so you can? Mother-in-law doesn't care. Number two, boyfriend, she need a new boyfriend because gluten and stuff, like, okay, say she says, oh, screw this allergy, I will deal with feeling the sick to eat this stuff, and then she gets fat. He's going to be the first one complaining about her weight.
Aww.
And why she don't look like how she used to. Well, if you let her take care of her body instead of worrying about your mom's feeling. And teach your mom how to cook for your girlfriend because you...
That's getting deep.
Mila's hot about it, for real.
Oh, yeah, I'm hot about it because these are allergies that I've had to deal with my whole life and there's no getting around it.
Mila.
And for you to put me aside and put you first...
I agree. Because
you don't care about me. I'm walking.
Hold on. Well, and it's not find a solution. It's are you the jerk and you say...
And take your Tupperware, baby. Take your Tupperware.
I agree, though. The boyfriend should be mediating in the middle and sticking
up
for
herself. Yeah, he putting his mom first.
Of course he doesn't
care. And that shows he don't. Well, no, he don't. He like eat it.
Of course he put his mom first. DZ?
But I'm just saying, if there's compromise, if you love your girlfriend and you love your mom, you figure out a way for those two to be together and coincide with a
You got
to
find the harmonious relationship between
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And a year deep, and they're probably young enough, you know what I'm saying? 29, and obviously not young, but still, in my opinion, they haven't figured out their relationship. Their relationship is young. Mm-hmm. He's trying to navigate how to do that. He is definitely being the jerk, but he don't know what to do.
Yeah.
He has no
clue. Yeah, it sounds like you're in a damn wind tunnel.
I'll give it to him. He's like a rock stuck in a hard place, but he's going to have to
break his neck. Give me a break. I don't feel sorry for him. Okay, bye, Mila.
Mila, we love
bye,
you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Somebody said the mom is incredibly disrespectful. What if her son had the allergies? What's wrong with you two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and see, listen, man, my mom, she's got a shellfish allergy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She still made shellfish because we enjoyed it at home.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't eat it. She was nice of her. Really nice of her, right? I always wondered why, and it was because when you do things out of love, you make these sacrifices. The mom isn't able to put past the, well, you just sacrificed because you love our family. You're going to make yourself sick. It's fine.
Right.
Maybe it's not fine.
And some allergies are deadly. And I'm not even trying to bring it down. We know that. We've seen people. I saw two kids passed away this year in the area from allergies.
Not just intolerance. Genuine allergies. That does,
as much as we joke about it, we shouldn't. But Jennifer in Brown Deer said, I'm a nurse and there's a big difference between allergy sensitivity and just preference. She said allergies. Show that boyfriend a video of anaphylaxis and see if he still wants you to pick around.
That
like saying when you can't breathe.
That is fair.
Well,
all right.
Ayana's in Milwaukee. You might have screwed her over by saying you can die from allergies right before we put her on the air because she says jerk.
Oh, Ayana, 10 toes though. What's up?
I think that she is a jerk because, I mean, you shouldn't be bringing your own food to other people's houses.
Yeah.
And I go to a school full of Hispanics. And in my eyes, I feel like that'd be disrespectful if I brought my own food.
It would.
So when my friend's house.
It would.
And it just doesn't seem right. Like, eat before you go if it's really that big of an issue.
She pulls up with like one of those bags, like DoorDash, like keeps it warm. She opens it up, the foil inside. She pulls out 7 Tupperwares.
She starts, "Mom, can you preheat the oven to 375, please? I just gotta heat my food up.
And there's only enough for me."
Hey, yo.
I didn't bring enough for everybody.
That's petty.
What she should have done. Cook for everybody and brought something, but I digress.
But we ain't here for solutions,
Ayana,
dog.
Ayana says jerk. Okay. Jerk.
And she's standing on business, Ayana.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Christina with the blue hair, and she's going to be the tiebreaker. Lord help us.
Oh, Lord help her.
Yeah, we're talking about
issues. First of all, what?
Never mind.
Like, what?
Okay,
I'm stuttering over my words. First of all, the boyfriend. That ain't your boyfriend. Because if that was your boyfriend, he would make sure that you're not going to die.
Yeah, fair.
She is not supposed to die for your mama. Mm. That's not how life works.
So you're going not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You trying to marry this guy or not? Because if you are, then you got to die.
I honestly don't understand. Like the first lady said, why are y'all together? Like, why are you with, and like DZ said, why are you with a Hispanic man if that's the case? Mm. Because the mothers, I'm telling you, my son is 19 and Puerto Rican. And if that's the case, deuces. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Mm. Because it's not like she's like, oh, I don't like that. She literally, her throat can close up. She can't breathe.
She could die.
So it's not like she's being a brat. It's going to make her stomach hurt like me and DZ. We'd be on a toilet somewhere.
But we'd
still eat it.
It's intolerance for us. It's an allergy for her.
Exactly.
Major difference.
That's like if she had like a medical condition and they're like, oh, well, you know, we don't care. We don't believe in that medical condition, so you don't take your medicine.
Oh, you got scoliosis? We're about to go on a hike, though. Come on.
But you're also
right. You'll be fine.
I mean, look at all the people who still think, you'll say you have an allergy with stuff, and they don't even take it seriously or think it's a joke or don't care, and you see people.
I think the mama does it on purpose, and the boyfriend doesn't care because he's scared of his mama.
Yeah.
And do you really want to be with a man that's scared of his mama?
No.
You know, I can get
but
even pettier. If somebody can't swim, do you throw him in the deep end of the pool and watch him drown?
Are we both scared of his mom? Is that the way it works?
I'm definitely scared of his mom. No, I'm definitely scared of his mom.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Him. Maybe it's the Italian and native in me, but I ain't scared of her.
Well, you ain't dating him.
Nope. I walk right in with my Tupperware, and just her boyfriend should be telling the mom, like, listen, she could die, mom. You know, we need to let her eat what she wants to eat. Okay.
Man, if she's this allergic, she probably can't even be in the environment of this food smelling it or nothing, bro. Why is she
probably
going?
Even wow. The smell makes it sick. Yeah.
That's why when Jennifer and Brown Deer texted in, she's like, well, there's a difference between allergies, preference, all these things.
What
it's
is it
obviously
really?
Not that severe where it's going to kill her, but it's still an allergy and it needs to be respected. Either way, you know what? Not the jerk. It's not up
jerk
to
regardless.
Us. You guys
we
said
came
not
here.
The
yeah,
jerk.
Not, right. She is not I'm the shocked. Jerk. I am not dying to eat your rice and beans. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Say I'm just less. Shocked it went this way.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you're right. All right. Thanks, Christina.
You got the right people on the phone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
She said right people?
On Cinco de Mayo, too.
On Cinco de Mayo. Hey, 10 toes.
Not the jerk for bringing a Tupperware to your boyfriend's family Cinco de Mayo dinner.
Man.
Brave.
Big brave.
All right. We've got to give away Wiz Khalifa tickets. We're doing it again. He's coming May 24th to the rave. And we're sending you right now 414-533-1037. Let's take caller number 33. How's that sound?
I love that number.
You're going to see Wiz Khalifa. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We are giving away these Wiz Khalifa tickets. And then I want to talk to you about something huge on the news that I could not get out of my feed this weekend. And I have thoughts on it. Something I'm sure popped up in your algorithm too.
I promise you.
So? Yes, I think
okay.
So. I know our algorithms are very specific.
Yeah, yeah.
But
sure.
I promise you saw
you
this.
You saw this? Right,
I promise
sure,
you.
Bet.
Patty is calling from Waukesha this morning. Let's talk to her.
Morning, Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Good morning.
Hi. What are you up to on a Monday?
Oh, gosh. On my way to work.
Sounds about boring. Where do you work?
I work at Calvin Klein in Johnson Creek.
Oh. This is crazy. This is a sign.
What?
I've been meaning to go to the outlets in Johnson Creek.
Stop. You just want to go shopping.
Sign.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a sign that now Allie has to go shopping.
Patty, I'll drop
yes,
the location.
You do.
Come get me. Come get me. Pick me up. No, for real. Yesterday I was going to go to the outlets, the day before, and every day I've been busy and I'm like, oh, I need to go to the outlets.
Now it's definitely a sign.
Damn, it's a sign. Yep. Patty, I'll see you later.
Come
today.
On out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And by the
I'll
way,
be here.
You're going to Wiz Khalifa.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That's so exciting. Thank you.
So happy for you. And by the way, I really am going to find her next time I go to Johnson Creek. I'm going into Calvin Klein.
Oh, I know. And you're going to scream, Patty.
Girl. All right, so Patty, you're the first winner this week. Wiz Khalifa is coming to the Rave on May 24th this month, so you're going to see him. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So welcome. Have a great day. Somebody will be in touch from the radio station, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day. Bye. Whoever
much
texted
love.
In, hey, I bet you're talking about T-Pain. Nope, joke's on you. Not what I'm talking about. Not interested in that debacle. I'm staying far away from that one.
You talking about the mom that got caught on video?
Which mom?
Who raised $600K?
No.
That's why I'm like, what story are you talking about? Because my algorithm had a few different things
the
in there.
The story I'm talking about is coming up next.
Oh,
you? You know what? Would you mind playing Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars? And I'll just say it involves 2 million people. And I don't understand.
Oh, that's 2.1 to be exact.
Are you kidding me right now?
Must have been a free concert.
We'll talk about it next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Everyone's texting in all the things they think we're talking about.
Oh.
Are you talking about the Kohl's CEO that got fired?
Oh, wouldn't you like to
know? No, but that was a great story, too. This guy, he was having some kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He got appointed in, like, November, and he had hired some kind of company, and he was having, a relationship with the woman. That, like, he was giving money to his significant other, somebody he was getting it on with, basically.
Yep.
Which just happens all the time in business, unfortunately, but he got busted, so we're not talking about that. I want to talk about, I asked you to play Lady Gaga and Bruno because did you see the free concert Lady Gaga did that drew over 2 million people in Rio?
The numbers just kept climbing and climbing.
Okay, one, how do we feel about free concerts? Because I'm here to say no.
Really?
If they're that big. If you're going to do a small free concert, like when we did Jonas Brothers downtown on Water Street and there were 300 people
intimate.
There. Now that's a free concert. 2 million, DZ, you might as well be in a different state. Like, think about this.
That is a whole nother state.
When we did the Bucks parade, how many people, I don't know how many people were at that when they won the championship, but that was not 2 million.
Probably like half that.
You would never have been able to see any, you'd have to have so many, she had so many screens up.
Did you see the video of the screens?
I saw the video of the 2 billion people who showed up for her free concert. I saw the amazing lights and everything she had. I didn't notice all the screens.
So there's towers that go probably about a half mile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all on those towers, I was like, oh, are those light towers? Nah, son.
No.
They're screens. Giant screens.
For people to see.
So that people 5 miles away could actually watch her up front. Because when you put 2.1 million of your closest friends to go see Lady Gaga for free in Brazil.
Hear me out, though.
You're going to pull up.
Hear me out, though.
I'm
not, though, because you know why?
No.
Because if I'm in the back, I'm basically saying I saw Lady Gaga, but I didn't. Because this is what drives me nuts about some of these things. You're so far away. I remember one time the president, this is when I was a kid.
Sure.
The president was in town at the time.
The
we were like, oh, this will be cool. Let's go see him speak. And then I'm like, I'm so far away. It was stupid.
So
I didn't see the president.
So
I saw him on a screen.
So you
went
to see Obama as a kid?
In the same area, right? It'd be something like that. Like, you know, or maybe when he got in Chicago. Perfect example.
Right,
you know, how crazy it was in Chicago when he got elected.
No, huge.
Obama. But I'm saying, when a concert gets that big, you're not even seeing them anymore.
You wouldn't go?
No. Not if I'm that far back. 2 million people. I'm basically
2.1?
In another city.
You better not hate on that, 100,000 that showed up late.
I'm in another city.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Off instinct, I want to go, ew, no. Oh, not going to do it. But to say I was part of that 2.1.
You would go to that concert?
Even if I'm the last. Even if I'm the 2.1. If I'm 999,000. If I'm that guy, I'm still showing up with the opportunity to say I was in that crowd,
yeah,
that's different.
So. Because then it's like saying I was at Coachella one year. I was there when this happened.
It's like me thinking, saying, oh man, I was in the Deer District for that. I was watching these games for that. When they did the city edition of the shirt, of the jersey, when it was, this was last year's, and it was the paint splatter edition, the green ones, that was a rendition of the heat map, heat signature map of the Deer District during the chip.
Oh, got it.
So to say, like, oh, I'm one of those dots on that jersey.
That was there.
That's what unifies that for me, to be like, I don't know where the hell I am, but I'm one of them.
That's fair.
I'm one of them.
That's fair. Well, Lady Gaga broke the record. It was the highest attended concert by a female artist in history. This was May 3rd, Rio de Janeiro on Copacabana Beach. 2.5 million.
Oh, the number's higher
now? I'm sorry, it wasn't 2.1, it was 2.5 million. I said I would never, because I would never even see a thing. I'd be so far away. I don't get why I'd even show up to this.
They just started counting buildings. They were like, okay, that whole building is watching, that whole building is watching. Let's just call it 3 mil-ish.
Oh, I see why she did it. She wanted to break the record. Do you know who held the record for the biggest crowd before that for a free concert at the same place in Rio?
Bob Marley.
Nope.
Who?
Madonna.
Madonna!
Madonna had 1.6 million fans in 2024. Oh, so we're doing this every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this
who's
is
who's next?
Thing.
Go.
This
go.
Is, who
go.
Is, dude, who 2. Is next?
2.5 million? Who's beating 2.5 million?
I don't know.
What artist do we physically think would beat 2.5 million?
That's actually a great question.
I don't think there's one.
You could. No, well,
Taylor Swift,
Taylor,
sure, maybe.
Okay, Taylor
Beyonce, possibly.
Definitely Beyonce. Okay, hold on. I got to make my list. Let me get my paper out like I'm 100. Beyonce?
2.5 million, dog. Look at me.
Who could break this record? This is a great question. Okay, so we know Madonna had 1.6. Lady Gaga has 2.5.
Reported.
It's Taylor or Beyonce.
Because I don't know who else could possibly do it.
I would show up for Taylor. So you know what? Screw it. I'm going to eat my own words right now.
I'm not. If I'm not already in the area, I'm not going. If I happen to be down the street and go, what's that sound? Oh, yeah, a free concert. Let's go.
Benny Blanco and Selena, but you'd have to have both of them, yes. I don't think they could.
They're beating 2.5.
Somebody said basically that concert had 10 times as many people than were at the first night of the NFL draft in Green Bay.
Think about that, bro. Think about that.
Somebody said Drake. Nope.
No, I don't think
I don't think Drake could get 2.5 million. I don't think he could. Bro, I don't think Jay-Z could. I think Beyonce could.
You'd have to bring back Prince and Bob Marley to
and
even
Michael
scratch
Jackson.
That.
You'd have to have three holograms and maybe a Whitney.
He would definitely have to be there. Might as well bring back Big and Pac too to do a little cameo appearance.
Who could beat the record that Lady Gaga broke this weekend with her free concert, which was 2.5 million people, which I'm sorry, I don't get it. But
I'm calling it out. I'm not a Gaga fan. I don't think this record can be broken.
This is what I was going to say about who it's going to be and why I said it's not Drake when it's not Jay-Z. It has to be somebody that has a cult following. Lady Gaga has Little Monsters. I don't know if you know this. That's her squad. Beyonce.
The Monsters pulled
the
up.
The Beehive.
The Hive.
Taylor Swift
the
has the Swifties.
What Kendrick got? Kendrick is not pulling no 2.5.
I don't know. Does Kendrick have a name for his people?
The Drakeneers is not pulling 2.5.
It's Taylor. I can't think. Somebody said Bruno Mars. I don't think Bruno could. Bruno's not pulling 2.5,
Bruno's
you guys.
Clearing he's 1 mil.
1
no
mil.
Question. No
not
question.
Two.
Bruno's clearing 1 mil. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's pulling too, and I'm not being disrespectful.
Adele?
I'm just going, this is an anomaly that 2.5 million people collectively went, let's go try to watch Gaga.
I see the text coming in, and you can call 414-533-1037. So Lady Gaga breaks the record. The biggest free concert by at least a female. I don't know if there's a male number.
Female, yeah.
But who could break it? And it could be a man or a woman. I don't think it's Bieber.
No. Ain't no way.
Not anymore.
Unless he does, like, this is my last show kind of thing. Like, yeah. I'm never performing again. The Copacabana is going to be it. I don't know. Beats.
Post Malone? I don't think so, you guys. They said with the cross genre. I don't even think so.
Man, unless he brings out Jelly Roll and Sway Lee.
One Direction, yes. I would get, maybe.
2 years ago.
Well, don't. Oh, my God.
I said what
somebody
I
died.
I said what I said, G.
All right. Oh, the phones are ringing. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next. You're out of your mind right now. 103.7 KISS FM.
Me?
Allie and DZ. No. Whoever just left left us a voice message. Oh, Kat in Kenosha.
Oh, alliteration.
We're talking about how Lady Gaga had a free concert this weekend in Rio de Janeiro and topped Madonna, who broke the record last year for a free concert at 1.5 million. Lady Gaga had 2.5 million people.
A whole million more.
I said, at that point, I can't even see anything. Now I'm just in someone's yard 7 miles away, hoping for the best.
Literal 7 miles away, dog.
Listen to what Kat from Kenosha left us a voice message. Listen to this. Oh no. Is that me or you? It's me. My bad. Sorry. This is what Kat said here. Here.
I think Justin Bieber could beat the 2.5 million for sure.
I don't know about that.
I don't think Justin Bieber could.
Kat's a believer, though. Kat's a believer, guaranteed.
Maybe I'm wrong, because I was saying that if you want to break this record, you have to have a cult following. But the believers,
he's got
a cult following. I just didn't think they cared anymore.
Unless he's announcing that this is his last performance ever, something crazy. But even like that, bro. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe Billie Eilish could pull, numbers like
Billie
that.
Oh, Billie Eilish might.
That's another, cult following, huge artist. But is she going to clear 2.5? I don't really know.
We were saying nobody can break this record. I don't know. Nico's on the phone. He's 12 years old, and he might have one that could beat 2.5 million.
I don't know. We'll decide that. Nico.
Hey, good Nico. Morning. Buenos dias.
Hi. It's with an M, by the way, not an N.
Oh, Nico. What up, Nico? Yeah. Big Nico. Dog. He Nico. Said, get my name right
I
on the radio.
He's like, I'm Hispanic, not
Justin
Greek. Get it
Bieber
straight.
Could have it, though.
He said Justin Bieber might? Well, is that
Come
who
on.
He
said?
Like, back in like the 2010s, like 2011, 2012, he could have that.
Old Bieber, not new Bieber.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll give you that. Yeah, because they're all all of his fans are 30 now, yeah. And they're having kids, and they're busy.
And we're busy, yeah. So we ain't believers no more.
Who, Miko?
Yeah, but Eminem could have it like Slim Shady era kind of around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Slim Shady maybe. Era, maybe 2.0. See, but we're not in that era.
No.
Who could do it now? Like, theoretically, next year. Do you got one for us, or are you just throwing old facts, my boy Miko?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Bad Bunny.
Hold on now.
You had me at Bad Bunny.
Oh, hold on now.
Bad Bunny's probably the only one.
El Conejo Malo, my hat. Oh,
he can do it.
Miko. Oh.
That was a great pull, Miko.
Sir, you might be onto something.
Bad Bunny's it. It's not Bieber. It
has to be Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny PR. Whoa, son. All right, Miko.
That's a good one.
You left me silent, bro. I can't just. No arguments here, sir.
Thanks, Miko.
You're welcome.
Later,
bye.
Later, man. Peace. Hey, yo.
Who, everyone texting in Taylor Swift. We already said Swift.
Maybe.
Taylor's one of the only ones. I said Beyonce and Taylor are two of the only ones I would put on that stage and say maybe you could pull 2.5 million.
That's a competition, though. That's like maybe you could pull 2.5, right?
You guys, yeah.
Bad Bunny, though?
Bad Bunny would do it. Whoever's just texting in Britney can't even pull a million anymore on Insta, y'all. Like, she may have the following, but look at the likes. Britney is not pulling 2.5 million in a concert.
Yeah, this ain't...
People would show up, but it would not be... No.
If she can't even... No.
If you're... Britney should have millions of likes. And no.
We could just say no.
No, I'm
period.
Not trying to be mean. But
no, not being mean, just no, period.
No.
I think Miko got buddy. It. It might be El Conejo Malo. I ain't even going to hold y'all. I'm going.
I'm in.
What's up?
I'm in. Let's go. Did you have a favorite place you liked to walk when you were a kid to get away from your parents with your friends? 103.7 Kiss FM. Hi, it's me. I had a place I love to leave the house with my friends, and now
facts.
I'm watching my own children do it, DZ.
Yeah, you are in that stage of life where mm-hmm. they're old enough to go by themselves.
God, it's unbelievable. By the way, happy Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Week. A lot of the teachers are going to be in school by now, but the nurses as well. We see you. And we're playing shout outs all week long. You can leave them on the Odyssey app. Leave us a voice message. You want to shout out the nurse in your life?
I got a shout out to one. Well,
I got a bunch, but I'll do them throughout the week. Who you got first? Give me one.
There's a lot of nurses in our lives.
Well,
but
give me one.
One right now. Nurse Rhiannon.
Mm.
Yeah, we call her Titi Ree. She's one of the homies. Target Angelo's wife.
Yep.
She's an ICU nurse.
Nice.
Third shift at that.
Oh, you poor girl.
So she be on the grind. We sometimes refer to her as our private nurse. Anytime something goes wrong, we always like, hit up Ree.
Mm-hmm.
See what she thinks. Send her the results.
Oh, that's like Callie for me.
Mm-hmm.
I always call Callie our nurse practitioner friend, and I'm always like, help.
So.
Diagnose me, please.
Shout out Ree and Callie, dog. Shout out the homies.
Shout out to all the nurses we call when we need answers.
And y'all can be leaving us your shout outs, too. For real.
Yeah, leave them on the Odyssey app. Okay. No, really, though, did you have somewhere you loved to go when you were a kid to get out of the house? Because I remember always loving to get out and get on my bike and go I would ride my bike all the way to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in and I would buy candy. I would buy anything I could. Well, Owen and his friend, who shall remain nameless. His friend wants privacy. His friend, we'll just call him I. First initial.
I.
Owen and his friend I. Zick. They're in school now. Come on. His mom's going to think it's funny. Anyway, he showed up yesterday. I'm doing yard work, DZ. It's like maybe 5 p.m. And all of a sudden I hear, hi. And I look up and here comes Owen's buddy, his best friend.
I.
Walking down the street. I, Zick. And I go, what's up, bud? And he goes, is Owen home? And I go, he sure is.
Pull on up.
So I walked inside. I go, Owen, Isaac's here. He goes, I'm busy.
Busy doing what?
That's what I said. He goes, I'm in the middle of a mission.
A mission doing where?
Some stupid video game. Oh, I said, Isaac, just go up there. He's playing a video game. I don't know what he just go.
Pull up, go.
So then they both come back outside and they start walking out of the house and just, I'm outside. They don't even say anything to me. They just leave. I go, excuse me.
Hello?
Hello? Owen's like, oh yeah, we're leaving. I go, well, where are you going?
Oh yeah, who'd you ask?
He's 13. He's in seventh grade. I'm like, what do you mean you're leaving? He's like, And Isaac's like, I have money today. I'm like, oh, they're going to the store. Here we go again.
Got it.
Here we go again. Because they love to walk to Quick Trip. Oh, no. Last night, they walked to get ice cream. They went to Lee's Dairy Treat.
They had Lee's. Big ups.
I know, because I was stalking them on my Find My Location.
Checked in on them.
But did you have somewhere you used to love to go? Like, I get nostalgia, though, looking at them, because even though it's funny and they always want money, which fine, they're busy and they're walking and hanging out outside, it brings back nostalgia when I see them walking down the street together to the store.
It really does.
Oh my God, I used to do this all the time.
The second you said it, it made me think. I mean, and there's a plethora of places. It wasn't just one.
Mm-mm.
It went from Betty Russell, the park in Gurnee, Illinois, to going over to the McDonald's across the street.
Oh, McDonald's.
Our favorite, though, at the time was the Burger King right across from Six Flags.
Oh.
Right? Many of people know this Burger King because it's the only Burger King, right? I lived directly across the street from there growing up, middle school and high school.
Yeah.
Me and my guy, Chris, we would go with our change to go play the turnstile machine.
Oh, nice.
We were so dialed in, they would move the machine on us when we walked in because we'd walked out of there with 4 or 5 free Whoppers. They started changing the rules. They didn't. We got banned for playing. We used to cash out with quarters and get free meals. Mm-hmm. So we'd be up there all the time.
Yeah.
Come on now. You name it, I got a place for it.
You just unlocked more nostalgia for me. McDonald's. My friend Chris Christina and I, we used to run in high school past the soccer fields when all the guys in high school were practicing, like the soccer players.
Yeah.
We'd be like, let's run past the soccer fields and go to McDonald's and get ice cream. So we would run the like quarter mile where the guys could all see us, and then we would walk the rest and we'd go to McDonald's and get ice cream. Another memory unlocked, see?
So you guys were looking like you guys were working
out. Oh, yeah. We would run on purpose. Be like, hi, boys.
Hey,
we were 16. I mean, come on.
Duh.
Hello.
You know they was looking too. Come on now.
Where would you guys, what's your like core memory, or do you have nostalgia about walking somewhere or riding your bike somewhere as a kid? Because every time Owen and his friend, every time they do this, and it's becoming a daily thing now.
Where was your go-to spot?
I get feelings.
When you got a little independence?
Oh,
we all had one or two.
So excited.
We all had one or
like,
two.
Like, I remember it was so exciting walking to the gas station with money.
It always felt different. It wasn't just going to a friend's house. Mm-mm. It wasn't like, oh, popping over here real quick, going to, no, it was we're going
it
somewhere,
was.
We're doing something, we're going crazy. Let's go.
You know what? Let's go to line one. What the hell? You can always text or call 414-533-1037. We're talking about memories unlocked. What gives you nostalgia? Where did you go as a kid? Ride your bike or walk? Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your boy running from Calabama.
Oh, hey, look out. Look out, everybody.
Watch out. Watch out. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
What's good?
Colin from Caledonia, a.k.a. Calabama this morning.
The mayor.
The mayor, the one and only.
Did you? Wait, Ryan, you grew up in Caledonia, right?
Yeah.
But were you in the country? I mean, you couldn't have gotten anywhere from where you live.
Which farm was your favorite?
Exactly. You nailed it. You nailed it there, DZ. It wasn't a farm. It was the woods. We built multiple wood forts out in the woods, and we would go there.
That actually, you're giving me more nostalgia from being in the woods and doing dumb stuff with your friends. I mean, I didn't build anything that I could sit in, but of course Ryan did.
I didn't want to say
we would keep stashes of SpaghettiOs and raviolis and baked beans and all that stuff out in the woods, stuff that wouldn't spoil. So when we got bored, we'd head out there.
You could just build us a fire, live off the land, and be a doomsday prepper.
He loved it, dude.
Yep.
He loved it.
It was awesome. awesome. It was amazing.
Okay. I see you doing that for sure. I did it too, just different stories.
Yeah. Well, understandable. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ryan.
No problem. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Peace.
All right. So Carl and Indy texted and he said, my go-to spot was walking around the mall. We always went to the mall. Was a hot spot when I was a kid, boy.
Hunting for honeys, knowing we wasn't going to say nothing to them.
But the other thing about the mall, I had to get a ride there. This was not, we're talking about places that I could just walk or ride my bike to give me nostalgia. The mall and the movies, we needed rides.
Pre-mall days. Once we started driving, the world was our oyster, and parents were lucky if we were even in the same state.
Somebody said, I grew up in Greendale, so we would walk to the little downtown and get candy, ice cream, donuts, basically everything sweet. Yes, that's the kind of memory I'm talking about.
Unlocking them. Keep
now
unlocking
we're
them.
Talking. Okay.
Keep unlocking them.
We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we're talking about your core memories, memories unlocked, the nostalgia, because I watch Owen, my 13-year-old, and his friend. They've been walking to the gas station. They've been walking to get ice cream. Aww. They've been living their best life lately, and it brings back all the memories from when I was a kid.
You remember it. I know we all do,
bro. We all do, man. Becca from East Troy texted and said, I lived on a lake in Summit, and I used to ride my bike with neighbors and my little brother to Dousman to get ice cream from the parlor on Main Street.
The parlor.
The parlor.
When was the last time you heard anybody say, I've been to the
ice cream parlor?
Sound like your name should be Soda Pop Curtis, bruh.
Erin and Racine texted in, our regular. She has a theme song, Thrift Shop Girl. She said, I grew up in New Berlin, and my bestie and I would always walk to Lee's Dairy Treat off Greenfield. Yep, that's where Owen and them went.
They know the Lee's. Memories at Lee's. Memories, you should say.
Erin's in Brookfield. She's got a core memory unlocked. Hi, Erin.
Hey there. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, it brings back so many memories just walking. So it had me thinking about candy cigarettes, the gateway drug of teaching here.
The real gateway.
And who was your dealer?
We would walk ourselves up to Swan Serview Pharmacy on 92nd and North, and we'd get all our quarters, which I think it was like 5 or 10 cents for a pack of candy cigarettes.
Stop.
And I know it used to just drive my parents nuts. We would go and load up on these packs of candy cigarettes and walk back, like pretending. But it was just, walking up to the pharmacy and they had that big old candy, aisle that was 2 or 10 cents a piece.
The old school pharmacy.
Erin said, I was chain smoking them candy cigarettes at 10 years old, boy. I'll tell you what. Stressing about life.
That's funny. Aw, there she was, 90th and North. Well, that's good stuff. Thank you for sharing, Erin. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Jacob and Racine texted in, and he said, my favorite hangout spot when I got a little independence as a kid around 11 or 12 was to ride our bikes to the lake by all the rich people's houses with my friends, walk around the beach, and go to the zoo in Racine. It was still free back then.
Flexing on them.
Nice,
and
Jacob.
There a little bit. A little
they went agent. To the free zoo. That would have been awesome.
Free zoo would have been lit. Can I just say that I do got a little jaded of an experience.
Why?
I grew up with season passes to Six Flags.
Oh, you were spoiled.
A lot of my friends also had season passes to Six Flags.
Rude.
What would we go do? Walk around when we got bored?
Six Flags. You're probably there all the time.
All the time.
Bree in Economowoc said she used to walk to Noyes Park or Vincent High School, which if her mom would have found out, she would have been in so much trouble.
How far was it? Or who were you walking with?
Somebody said there used to be a Penny Candy on 72nd and Greenfield. I used to go there all the time with like 50 cents and feel like the richest kid in the world.
Penny Candy? I grew up in the wrong era. Where is that at?
72nd and Greenfield.
Well, it used to be. Not
it's now
no
a
more.
Bar. No, yeah, just, yeah. I made that up. It actually might be a bar.
Or a shooting range. Who knows? One of the two, dog. For
good
real,
good old Stylus, baby.
Yeehaw.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Was good.
Buenos dias. I want to know if you've quit yet because, we're not quitters, but it's that time of year, DZ.
I mean, what do you mean by that, though? What are we quitting?
What I mean is turn the heat off, okay? Are you still using the heat? Seriously. Because yesterday, I had to have a talk with myself, and I'm like, it's that weird, a little chilly in the house, yet too obnoxious to have the heat on it at this point.
You could grab a blanket and be fine.
Yes.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Do you want to?
Well, and you've been to my house. I have an old house, right? I mean, when I say old, built in the 60s, okay? So not horribly old.
Old, right.
Not like Tulsa old, but New Berlin old. Milwaukee
years.
Old.
You know, it's 75, whatever.
So it's older.
Yeah.
And, it gets a little cold in there.
Drafty, if you will.
Yeah. So I had the heat off. This is what I do. I had it off when we were sleeping, and I have had it off. And then we get up in the morning. It's a little chilly. I turn it on for 20 minutes and then I turn it off.
Cut it back off.
I don't know if I'm hurting my system, but I don't care. So I basically quit the heat, but I still turn it on occasionally.
I wouldn't say you're hurting your system, but you're wasting money. That's for sure.
Really?
Yeah. It costs more money to turn it on and off than it does to just set it low and leave it.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So you're basically quitting the heat. You're done with the heat inside the house.
Yes, I think so.
Wow.
But like I said, we got up. Are you not done with the heat?
We can't.
Come on.
Let me bring you back
Why?
To a time when you worried about babies and heat and them being too cold and sleeping.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We've got the little. So my wife, Erin, and I have got our 3-year-old, Sammy, and our one soon-to-be 2-year-old, Danny.
Yeah,
We can't cut the heat off until it is literally hot.
Shoot.
Because we need to keep it consistently between, let's call it 68 and 72.
Yeah.
So if it dips below that, we know them boys are cold because they end up waking up throughout the night.
Right.
Sammy will tell you when he's cold.
Right.
He's a softy when it comes to cold weather. He will straight up wake up in the morning and go tango. We still got our heat on.
How warm does it have to be?
Between 68 and 72. Anything
outside?
Anything lower than that, yeah. Anything lower than that, we still got it on. Even if it's lower than 70 degrees, our heat is still kind of kicking.
Really?
The second it dips
below
that. If it's in the 60s.
Come on, that's like summer in Wisconsin.
Our windows are open, no question. But at night, if it's in the 60s during the day.
You have to have the heat. Are you guys still, do you guys still have the heat on?
414-533-1037.
Or what does it have to be for you to turn it off? Because I do it by feeling, but I also cannot wait to turn it off. I love that we're older now. My boys are always hot. Yep. So I'm like, oh, fine. We'll all be cold together. Get a blanket.
Oh, I can't wait
for that. Get a blanket.
We got to worry about them, you know, surviving and whatnot in the cold, too.
You know, I would catch my 13-year-old Owen. Granted, he's 6'4", 250 pounds or whatever he is now. He's huge. I would catch him with the windows open when I had the heat on in the winter. And I was like, Owen,
close the windows.
You cannot have the windows open. He's like, I'm so hot.
Grab a fan, my boy.
And I'm like, I know you wear shorts 365 days a year, my guy.
But no.
But you have got to close the windows when the heat is on. I mean, he has the windows open.
Yeah, yeah.
He is going to live in an ice box. This guy's never even going to turn his heat on
when he's an adult. He ain't going to need it. He's going to save money, I'll tell you what.
Jeez. All right. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, my heat is off. Somebody, you signed your name when you text in because we're nosy and we like to shout you guys out.
And why'd you turn it off, though?
And how long has it been off then? Because I just did it this weekend, you guys. It's not like I've been living heat-free for weeks.
Some of y'all jumped a gun. It's still been chilly. I don't know what y'all
talking
about.
It was in the 40s last week at certain... There's no way I could live without heat.
That's cold.
My house would be freezing.
40s and 50s, it's cold. And my reason is because we got the littles. We don't really have a choice. I am a window open kind of guy.
You are.
In the winter, too, I get warm, yeah, sure. But with the littles, we can't play that game.
We didn't do windows open forever because the boys hated it. And I thought, oh, you're really creating monsters. But they were like, we don't like the windows being open. And so for years, I let them sleep with the it would be so hot. And I'd be like, you know what? Screw it.
You'll be fine.
You don't want to? Fine.
Okay.
Whoever texted in, I always have my windows open, heat at 86. Stop.
What are you, 90?
Stop.
Okay, no.
With the windows open?
That's why your heat's...
You must have free rent. Or free heat, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because who would leave the heat on at all times at 86 without if not being free?
That's sauna weather.
They must have heat included or something.
I keep the heat at 86, but I like my house at 72, so I open my window.
Dude, you know when I was in Florida, my parents, because my mom fell and broke her hip a week or two ago? Dude, I was so hot because they keep it at like 77 in their house. And I went over and I kept turning it down 76, 75, 74. I go over, I looked, it was because the heat was, dude, it was 80 degrees outside. My dad had the heat on 77.
Your dad had the heat on in Florida?
In Florida when it was 80 degrees outside.
I'm going to leave that man alone.
Yeah?
I'm going to leave that man alone.
It's a different breed, let me tell you.
Boy.
Amanda texted in, my heat is off.
What?
Who said I've had my AC on already many times? Are you out of your mind?
Y'all need to
been
call,
that warm.
Report yourselves
what
right
the
now.
Hell?
Report yourselves. 414-533-1037.
You lunatic. Sorry, we'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Why is your heat on or off at this point? Because we're at that weird time of year, May 5th, it's Cinco de Mayo, where this weather is all over the place. And I finally turned it off this weekend, and then I had to turn it on for like 3 minutes on Saturday morning because I was cold, and then it was off again.
In the DZ household, it's because we got littles.
Mm-hmm.
We really can't avoid it. So until it's about 75, 80 degrees outside, we're not cutting that heat off.
Fair enough. Well, Becca is calling from East Troy. She texted in first. I said, girl, you better call in.
Becca. Talking like that. Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
Heat
buenos
on or off?
Dias.
Oh, buenos,
buenos
dias.
Dias. Gracias. Thank you.
Good morning.
It has been off for probably a week, and I actually turned our air on for 2 days last week.
Wow. So she went there.
You went there.
She went there.
And even with our heat on over winter, I still had our windows open in our bedroom at night. We have a 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old, and he runs hot. So he prefers cold.
Got it.
Even though he loves his blankets, he still has to have his room cold. So, yeah, we have had it off for probably a week.
Wow.
Same boy.
Wow. Same, my boy.
Same, I like it cold. All right, so that's impressive. And you're not going back, huh?
No, she's not.
Oh, heck no.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay, well, I appreciate
it. No, we always wait until like right before Christmas or Thanksgiving to turn the heat on.
What?
See, now my reasoning for having littles and being worried about it is washed. Because she's like, yeah, we got a kid the same age, and our kid runs warm. Our kid just don't like the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the warm, too, at the same time.
Interesting.
Poor things. Wow. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in today, Becca. You have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you, back. Too. Love it when they say love you. Carlo in West Dallas texted in at 414-533-1037. He said, last week, when it was 70 plus overnight and humid as hell, we had the AC on. You know what, Carlo? I stand corrected. I did it too. Carlo, it was like 80 some degrees. That was the overnight. And you told me you had the windows open. I go, why? It was humid. And every time I opened the window, it felt like I was in a sauna. And I was like, no thanks.
Made me think of Columbia. It just felt good.
Felt good to you.
It felt right. Yes.
Ugh. Well, let's go to Leanne in Sussex this morning. She texted in. I said, girl, you better call in because I was so appalled by her text message.
What'd you say, Leanne?
Leanne.
Good morning.
Leanne.
Good morning.
Her heat's been off since April.
Excuse
me. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
It was only 5 days ago, but still.
Okay, I was going to say April. What, though?
No, I turned that off, right around April 1st.
Stop.
You a month deep on the heat being off?
Leanne.
Yes.
Do you run warm?
So all of my kids run hot. My 5-year-old has to sleep in his underwear or shorts or with no blanket and the fan turned on.
Their hot boxes. Got it.
So she
but in
off.
Winter, I put plastic on the window and turn the heat on. It's 71 in here with the heat off.
Wow. Oh, dang.
Like actually perfect.
The house retains heat really, really well then. So you're not necessarily worried about
it. Yeah.
No, and electricity is expensive. So turning that on and off like that, you're just going to make it jump. That's why when I have it on auto so that it just automatically kicks on when it needs to.
Yep.
Leanne, I know.
I played that game, Allie. It doesn't work.
Leanne, I was trying to tell her.
Well, you know what else doesn't work, Leanne? Telling my kids to shut the door. The heat's on. That doesn't work either.
We're not ACing the neighborhood.
I broke down and bought one of those $80 fans and power fans for my son. It's got 5 different speeds on it. Buy that for him. He won't have no problem.
Girl, Owen does that. And in the winter, it's like freezing. And I'll go in there and he's got the fan on full speed. I'm like, whatever, man.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, literally.
They're so hot. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. I'm about to head to the auto shop. So you guys have a good day. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Have a great day.
Aw. Chrissy in West Dallas texted in and said heat has been off since March. Oh, hell no, Chrissy.
We're getting more and more aggressive.
Chrissy.
I wanted to talk trash to Leanne, but now Chrissy. Why?
She said older kids in home, and if they're cold, put on a sweatshirt. I sleep with my bedroom window cracked all winter and a fan on. Chrissy.
Man.
Are you okay?
I've gotten older in my age. I don't sleep with the window open as much anymore. I've realized this, bruh.
Brad from Sheboygan texted in and said it has been cold on Lakeshore. I had it off, but it was 62 in the house this morning. Yes, 62 is where I go, we're right on the cusp of being cold. We're right on the cusp.
And depending on where you live, 62 feels different.
Inside. 62 inside.
But I'm talking about 62 Lakeside versus
correct.
62 in New Berlin. You
Dude.
Know what I mean?
Like, yes, and you know why I know what you mean? Because on Saturday is the perfect example. I was in the burbs getting my nails done. It was beautiful. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to put on a sundress. I saw that it was 6 degrees colder downtown.
Mm-hmm.
When I got downtown, I was so clapped. I had a winter coat on, okay? I changed my whole outfit to come downtown because I knew it would be way colder downtown.
In the wind.
It's not even that far away.
Yeah, no, it really isn't, but that lake effect will change your life.
It does. Amy's in Muskego, and she is neighbors with Teddy.
What?
Teddy in Muskego.
Martin and Teddy?
Hey.
The guy that be on boats, Teddy?
The water skier? Amy, you know Teddy?
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, you're cool.
He's got a hell of a mustache, I'll tell you that much.
I always tell him he looks like Benson Boone.
He does.
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
A little bit, Amy.
He
you ain't wrong.
He does. He's got a girlfriend, so back off, ladies. But he does have that Benson Boone vibe going on.
Benson Boone with a boat.
Wow. Yep, with a boat.
Yeah.
So, Amy, do you have the heat on? Talk to us.
I do not. I live off of Teddy's heat.
You live off
of Teddy's heat?
What?
Hold on. What does that even mean?
I'm so confused.
Are you bumming heat?
You're stealing. She goes over there when she needs heat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
She just plugs it
in for 5 minutes and leaves. Unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.